This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Mono. I don't know what that was. You're listening to the one only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast in the whole fucking world. You lucky little ladies. And I am joined by, one of my best friends in the whole world. One of my favorite people that's ever been born. The reason comedy is going to be okay. Nicole Byer.
Happy to be here.
Nicole!
On the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast. I can't believe we're on season 16 and more recap podcasts haven't popped up.
I know. It's weird. It's very weird. I feel like we're kind of scary. Like, I think a lot of people are intimidated by what we bring to the Drag Race conversation.
Yeah. A lot of hot takes.
Hot takes. You know, I think a lot of people are intimidated by my sloppy and loose fact checking.
I love that. That's my favorite part of you. Sloppy, loose fact checking.
I will say this. Last week it came up and then it's like been perfectly crystallized. I was like, oh, drag her listeners are Drag Race fans who fuck.
I
fucking said it. Like Drag Race fans who fuck. If you're here, guess what? You're a Drag Race fan.
Fuck.
And you fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you know, you know. I'm gonna tell you, Nicole.
I know.
I miss you so much.
I miss you too.
For the drag fans, we recently went to a drag event. We went to Jackie and Jan's Christmas show and it was delightful. That's all I have to say.
We did. It was so funny. If you're not a Jan fan, because I know she didn't get the greatest edit on her seasons, go see her live. Jan is very funny.
Very, very, very funny. She's so talented. She murdered.
She slayed.
Also, we all know Jackie's fantastic, but she's an amazing singer, which again, on her season,
I knew that.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And that just goes to show you that you're only getting half the story.
You watch Drag Race.
Truly, if you're watching Drag Race, you're only getting half the story. I was really enjoying this season until this episode.
I gotta say, I know you probably talked about it, but Hershey LaCour wearing pants from Macy's.
Yeah.
Down the RuPaul's Drag Race runway. I couldn't believe it.
I was in
she
shock.
Stomped down and I was like, she didn't make those. There's no way she made those ill-fitting pants.
I was
and
in shock.
Turns out she did not. I couldn't believe. And then the flat little wig, I couldn't believe.
I really hope she gets cast in a Tyler Perry movie. I'm like trying to manifest that because I do believe she would be amazing.
I think she too would be amazing. But also I was like, we really only got half this. I didn't watch Untucked. I haven't watched it in a minute because
you missed nothing in this week. I'll say I watched it this week and then nothing happened.
Well, in Untucked, did they address So no one in the workroom was like, girl, you're going to wear some pants you brought? Also, why did she bring those pants?
I don't know. I think she talks a little bit more about... last week's Untucked was good, but not because of that storyline. It was because Plain Jane was being an asshole to a mandatory meeting. And Amanda is having her hero edit because she keeps saying, what the fuck do you want from me? What do you want from me? Do you want me to... Here, do you want me to cut my fucking hand off? Will that make you happy? What do you want?
Well, it is so interesting that Plain Jane keeps coming from a mandatory meeting. And I'm like, for what? But I just need to know, Hershey LaCour, I need to know what part of her outfit she made. Because I simply don't know. The whole thing, I think, was bought.
You don't think it was the shirt?
I do not think the sleeves were made by her. I think underneath that weird little vest was also brought with her. And
it makes me wish she wore that sock skirt. Remember she was working on the sock skirt?
Oh, and then, my word. That sock skirt was not long for this world, but I wanted to see what it was going to look like.
It might have been better.
No, it wouldn't have.
No.
I think it would have been a bag situation.
It's very bag. It's very Lollary bag.
Yes.
I have so many opinions on this season. So say more. So wait, Plain Jane, let's talk about it because we've talked about it a lot. And I feel like as people of color, we need to have a little talk because week to week, I go back and forth between Plain Jane's fun TV and Plain Jane is a white demon twink attacking queens of color. What is your take?
She does attack here's the thing. I think she's an equal opportunist because she's attacking all
Amanda.
Queens of color and a mandatory meeting.
Yes.
Plain Jane, I will say, I don't know if she has the charisma, uniqueness, and talent to be such a troll. Like,
I
think it's good TV, and I do like some of the things she says. But Mistress Isabel Brooks, I think,
is the epitome.
For me, was the queen, the icon, the blueprint of being shady as fuck, but also so charismatic.
Yeah. I agree. Plain is not giving that to me. Something about Plain is very studied or sociopathic. I mean, I don't want to diagnose her, but
she
something
seems a little
is detached.
Sinister.
Yes. She's sinister. She's detached. And her performance was very, again, Jimbo derivative.
I was like, Jimbo did it. How is she in the top?
Yeah.
I was really confused about that. My tops this week were Safari Christel. Safari Christel.
Yes.
Plasma.
Honestly, I would have put Maya up there. I thought her performance was the funniest.
I
don't know if she was
brick.
In control. Oh, the brick was great.
The brick was funny. Okay, actually, I take all of that back. The person who won episode for me was Geneva Carr. That little spiky wig, that little Pebbles Flintstone outfit. I didn't know she was supposed to be Senator Lindsey Graham, but guess what?
It was
what?
So
that
funny.
Transcended. Every time she was on camera, I laughed. When she was playing the saxophone at the end, I died. It was so funny. And I was like, you guys, funny. Funny trumps everything. And you mean to tell me nobody laughed about that? And then Maya Amon LePage, I'm 100% sure that Cher impression saved her from the bottom. But I also didn't mind the performance.
I'm great.
I thought she was the funniest part of RDR. I'm not kidding. Because, I don't think she was in control. She was like a bus driver who just took a bottle of barbiturates. She was not in control of the bus. But what I was seeing was delightful.
Bus driver who just took barbiturates.
I was enjoying the ride. I knew the bus was like gonna crash, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah. It was so fun to watch. I thought she was funny. I did not love her runway, which
it was a bummer.
It was very, very much a bummer. Nifia Wind. I thought she was funny. I thought the three Barbaras were really fun.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have too many hard jokes, but I thought they were fun. I thought Q was fun. And Geneva Carr and Maya Amon LePage. Like, yeah, Mirage... sadly was not great as the host and then didn't
host
know
is a
single
trick.
Word.
Host is a trick. Trick. Here's what I could go on forever. I am also frustrated because Safari would have been good at this and it was so I mean, again, she's playing her game. I'm not mad at her.
Yep.
But she would have been either safe or been able to use her immunity. Instead, she said, "You like bye. I don't care about it.
You can have it.
You
Goodbye.
Can have it. Goodbye."
The immunity is a little confusing to me. So is it only two people can have immunity at once?
I think so. If it's good production, I feel like next week they've got to be like, your potion's about to expire because we have to release the immunity back into the pool.
Into the wild.
Yeah, into the wild, into the woods, like in Survivor. I thought that was very interesting. It's a shame Safari, I'm going to say it wrong, was not the host. I don't know, because she would have been good.
I think she would have been good. And here's the tea on hosting.
Teamy.
You have to have a little bit more personality.
Yeah.
Like if you're a big personality, like I do think Plain Jane would have been a good host because Plain Jane has a pretty big personality. I think a mandatory meeting would have been a great host. Safari Cristal, I think, would have been a great host. I also think Q probably would have done a good job hosting. You have to have like a, because it's from watching it, it's like, it's just like kind of generic jokes that will work for anybody. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, how do you put your spin on it? How do you have fun with it?
I know. It's like, I wouldn't even have been myself. Like, I don't know. She like played herself like a sweet, quiet her. And I'm like,
You can't. Like, if you're going to play sweet, quiet you, then it's like, what is your game? Are you so excited to be here? Are you like, how are you delivering the jokes? Are they like humming from somewhere? What are you bringing? You have to bring something to it since it's not a legit, like you're not a brick.
Dude.
So it's like, what are you?
Here's why it's frustrating though. Okay. I'm going to say it again. To get on Drag Race, you have to be the world's best stage performer, drag queen who performs in a nightclub. Then they get you here and they say, do sketch comedy. Why? Why do they do this? Also, I don't even think good comedians could make this material work. Nicole, I don't know if you could make these sketches work. And you're one of the best comedians on earth.
Mono? I would. Okay. I've been rewatching season 7. I feel like every time I'm on the podcast, I'm rewatching season 7 because it is the best season of RuPaul's Drag
Race. You're crazy.
People shit on it.
You're wild.
No. Oh, come on.
I will say, can we put up a stage production of season 7 sketches and just
I would love to.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Shakespeare
was a great idea.
It's a great idea, but it is a mess. I think I could take any of those acting challenges and be on top. I would have won season 7 because it was only acting challenges with people who can't act.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know if you could have because they don't care about talented people of size.
They're like, get them out of here.
That season made one thing clear. We don't care if you're the funniest person of size. Skinny, please.
We hate fatties. Get them out of here. I mean,
let's talk about these cute things before we lose our minds on this.
Okay.
One of the only redeeming parts of this episode, because I thought this episode was a disaster. I think it's one of the worst episodes I've ever seen. Maybe even worse than the last RDR Live, which Rue lied to us and said, back by popular demand. one of the only cute parts of this episode was the DACA moment where Tsunami Muse and Geneva Carr talk about being dreamers. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I liked that. I think we forget about shit like that. That like dreamers sometimes are like, do I have status here? Do I get to stay here? Mm-hmm. And it's like, will they send me away? It is frightening.
It's very frightening. So again, I love that. That storytelling moment was really beautiful. We have Plasma's drama over being Barbara or not Barbara. Any
that
thoughts on that?
That was so funny to me because she was like, I don't want to be pigeonholed. And I was like, yeah, but you came here like that. You came here loving Barbara. You came here being a 1940s queen.
Yes.
And now you're worried about getting pigeonholed. What's wrong with you? Do what you do best. That's like Bianca being like, what do you do? What do you do well and quickly? What you do this well. So do that so you can do good.
Do it. Yeah, you're
just
fucking 100% true. And then all the girls afterwards are like, you're fucking welcome. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, truly. They serve that to her on a platter. But I maintain this, for me, the win was between, I know I said a bunch of people earlier, because I did think people did pretty good with the material given. Geneva Carr and Q were my top two of the week.
I do agree that, I mean, I just think Q's runway should have put her in, should have made her win. They're just trying to piss her off.
I think so. I was like, I feel like the narrative is Q is just going to be second place until she finally wins. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, stop doing that. Stop doing that. Let it happen organically.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm very curious to see. I'm sure Q will be here for quite a while, I think.
I think so. Q's pretty, I like Q.
Very
Q's
talented.
Great.
Just pure talent. Yeah. What do you think about Plain Jane's very mystical comments on I wanted to be paired with Megami strategically? What you saying, girl? What
shade.
You saying?
This is shady.
Shade. This is shade.
She decided to pair herself with a queen that she didn't think very much of.
Yeah.
And said it out loud. She said the quiet part out loud. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
That's her
what?
Only, it, again, if she ever did merch, that's the only thing she should make merch of. Say the quiet part out loud.
Truly, I couldn't believe it. And I was like, so I guess I'm not a game player, because for me in a comedy challenge, I'm not trying to out, if I'm in a duo, it is, that person can really bring you down.
Yeah.
If it's just the two of us.
Yes.
So I'm going to pick someone who I think is funny. I'm not trying to outshine anyone in a comedy challenge.
Because you're secure. Because you're secure. You know your worth. You know your talent. And you know the worth of collaborating. And it's better to bounce off of someone who's bouncing back.
Yes. And I will say, Megami, I thought, was giving Plain Jane stuff to play with, but Plain Jane had her own way that she was going to play it, and she decided that she was not going to bounce.
Didn't make eye contact with her once. Didn't make eye contact with the scene partner once.
And honestly, I would have dinged her for it. I would have been like, what was that? You were in a scene with somebody. You weren't alone. You didn't even acknowledge Ross came into the scene.
I agree. When you watch like a magical Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph sketch, what do you love? The connection.
I love that they're so connected that they're making each other laugh. That like the little golf cart one is what I'm thinking of right now. Where
chicken.
I'm like, oh, I
chicken
love
bun.
That. Chicken bun. Chicken
yes.
Inn. When I was in Africa, there was a place called Chicken Inn, and I kept being like, we gotta go to Chicken Inn. But that's what I love watching that. Like in the Debbie Downer sketch where everyone is so like in it and everyone's like, when she's gonna do it, and like everyone is like holding in laughter. This is the best. And I felt like Plain Jane was like, no, this is a monologue with other people's noises.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, that wasn't enjoyable to watch.
No, it was not enjoyable to watch. It was not the worst of the week, I'll say that. But let's get deeper into it. Anything about Rue frustrating? Love Rue being mad that these girls haven't done sketch comedy. Hilarious.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm applying to RuPaul's Drag Race, and I say this with the understanding that some girls get 2 weeks, some girls get a week, some girls get 5 weeks. If I'm applying and making the tape, I'm taking an improv class in the intern.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I'm gonna watch some SNL. I'm gonna watch some sketch comedy. I'm gonna find a funny friend and learn how to write a joke because that's important to this show. So you want to be on the show, but you don't know how to do the shit? I'm buying a sewing machine. I'm gonna at least learn how to make a dress. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do a little bit of the work. I'm not showing up being like, they're going to like me because I'm me. No.
I mean, Nicole, a 1,000,000%. You should just be, if you want to be on the show, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, it's come to the point where you have to be good at everything. So
yes.
you gotta do some shit. You got to take some classes.
And here's the thing. People, like, they talk about how expensive it is to be on the show. Mm-hmm. But then you, like, who am I thinking of? She's a purple queen.
Raja O'Hara.
Yeah, Raja O'Hara. Made all her stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, it's not. And then Mo Hart came on the show, was yes. making her stuff like as it was yes. going on. I'm like, that's a, those are people where like Raja didn't have a great first run, had a great second run. But mm-hmm. I'm like, Mo Hart truly was like, you'll like what I'm serving you. And we all did. And
we did.
Name another queen. That doesn't happen often. So no. It's like, learn how to sell. But if you're not, if you don't have the money, wait till you can make clothes or yeah. I don't know.
And I love that you're saying the name of queens of color too, because it again reminds us, if you're a queen of color, you have to be what? Twice as good.
For
half the credit.
Yeah. And it's funny that people don't understand that. Like,
mm-hmm.
you just you have to be better. Like,
you have to be better because you're already fighting an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough.
Racism!
It's tough. Racism is what? Fundamental. No, I'm kidding.
Racism is all over the world. It's a phenomenon. It will live on and on.
Wait, okay. Can I just say the yes. runway song this season, I love.
Which because one? Cake and Candy?
Yes, because that's a song that Rue performed on the show.
Yes.
Last season or two seasons ago? I don't remember.
Kate.
I love it. And I love that RuPaul was the musical guest of her own live sketch show.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. We're going to talk about that. But first, silence, Nicole. I feel like taking a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, do you hear that? Do you hear that hot breath coming off of my chest? Because I got a lot of things to say. I swallow some things and stop it. That's not funny, okay? Save it for the main stage of Drag Race. I swallow a lot of things like stress and like when people are being rude to me and when like I can just like navigate. That's kind of one of my issues as a person. Like I navigate issues by just swallowing it all, taking it in, and being the quote unquote bigger person. Guess what? Getting things bottled up is not good for you. It affects you negatively because mama, the body keeps the score. Ting, ting, okay? Your body is that NFL scoreboard, honey. And therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. So why not work through whatever's weighing you down with the help of BetterHelp? I benefited so much from therapy and I cannot express enough how important it is to have a regular practice of sharing your feelings. BetterHelp makes it so much easier, you know, because they have a broad range of therapists all over the world. You can conveniently connect with them on chat, on video, on text. I think you should really think about giving BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Honey, don't swallow that. Stop it. Don't you dare swallow that. You need to get that off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, help.com/dragher. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break.
Which yes.
It's so funny that I started saying that because it's so dumb. It's like,
perfect.
Oh, we just took a break and I'm trying to bring it back. And I know I've addressed it several times, but every time
it's our favorite thing. Funny. Okay, Rue in this pink pantsuit. So gorgeous. Michelle, gorgeous. Sarah
Stunning.
Michelle Gellar, gorgeous.
I gotta say, I've never really noticed Botox until this year when I was like backstage at a show and a friend was like, Nicole, everyone has Botox. And I was like, really? And then I was like, oh, everyone on that panel's filled with Botox. Nobody's face moved one time.
No. No, I know. Let's go get something. I mean, you're gorgeous.
Do you have
need
Botox?
No, I don't. But
Your skin looks great.
Thank you. I'm not opposed to it, though. I want to get a little bit of nice work. I'm not saying today, but there's going to come a day soon where I start doing low-key maintenance.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty sure there'll be a day when I start getting, like I started getting facials and that has been incredible. My skin has, truly one facial, my skin was like, oh my God.
Was it hydro facial? Did you do, I love those. You do like the hydro
facial? It was a hydro facial where she like infused
those.
My pores with like water or something. I was
like
oh my
those.
God.
Yeah, that was a good
also, I was in a low point in my life. I was like sad over something and I went and got a facial to treat myself and I couldn't stop crying because it's quiet. And you're like in your thoughts. And I was like, I'm sorry, my eyes are watery. And the lady went, a lot of women's eyes water during facials. And I was like, oh my God, how many women are coming in sobbing during their facials? I was like, thank you for being kind, but wow.
That's so funny. That wasn't my experience was just the lady was not, she was just sucking water out of my face. And then she kept showing me like the reservoir to be like, look how much gross shit is in your skin. Did the lady do that to you?
No, I think she was like, I'll let her cry.
Yeah. Mine was like, ew. Ooh, look at all the shit I pulled
You're
out.
You're sick.
Let's talk about these sketches in quotation marks. End of the world countdown, New Year's parody with Branderson and Brandy. This isn't a sketch.
So this isn't a sketch. Tsunami and morphine?
Yes.
This was such a non-starter for me. This was like so
terrible sketch.
Meh.
This is a sad sketch. Because it's talking about the end of the world and then it's listing real things that are ending the world. If you want to do an end of the world sketch, at least give us levity with joking about shitty things.
Yes.
Like end of the world, no more plastic straws. It's the end of the world. Cable TV costs streaming costs $100. Don't tell me the real reasons the world's ending.
Yeah, climate change. That's not a joke. Also, I wanted them to be dressed more like newscasters. Like, what's the Bravo man and Anderson Cooper are wearing coats over their suits. Mm-hmm. And they don't start out drunk. They progressively get drunk as the night goes on. So I know it was a short time, but that would have been fun. You know, I think it would have been fun to start off straight. And every time they cut back, like, this was fun.
This was awesome. Maya was awesome. But yeah, these Amazon knockoffs that Morphine and Tsunami are wearing, don't even bother. Don't even bother.
Don't. And then I was like, why are we both in short little pussycat wigs? Why aren't we dressed for New Year's? You know, if we're not going to wear coats like Anderson and the other one do, If we're not going to do that, then why aren't we in glitter? Why are we in a red bodysuit?
Yes.
And then a blue 80s little onesie, which I like, but not for this.
Yeah, not for this. Now, tell me, did you laugh?
It was a weird choice.
Did you laugh a lot or really a lot when they said the GOP stands for Girl O Please?
That made me tee hee hee. I did laugh during a couple of these.
That's wild.
I did tee hee hee.
I only laughed at the performances that were off the rails. And Maya Iman LePage's was one of my favorites.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. They wanted levels. I was like, this woman is in a flood. This woman is in a flood.
I agree.
And a house is floating past her.
No levels.
Yeah.
She's committing.
Oh my God. I will say I didn't see Rebecca Glasscock in the background until right now. And bring her back for a season of All Stars.
Please bring her back.
She doesn't do drag anymore.
Bring Javier back.
But bring Javier back. I want to see Rebecca Glasscock. She was iconic.
So hot still. He's still so really, really hot.
So hot. Brown don't drown.
What? Brown don't drown?
Brown don't drown?
I like that better than brown don't frown. Brown don't drown.
Brown.
Why? Okay, again, guess who should have gone home this episode? The producers. Why didn't anyone tell her who Lindsey Graham was?
Also, so this is Lindsey Graham in drag as Lady G, right?
Right.
So
I guess...
Is it like, wasn't there a rumor like, or not a rumor, like weren't people calling him Lady G or whatever?
Yes. Like an escort came out of the woodwork to be like, he goes by Lady G and he has, the ladybugs is a really weird fact for those of you who don't know. He has like birthmarks on the inside of his ass and he calls and this male escort said, just so you know, I'm true and serious. And if there's any way to prove this, he has moles on the inside of his ass. He calls his little ladybugs. And when I was rimming his ass, he told me to don't mind my little ladybugs down there.
You know, incredible. But here's the other thing about that. So we have Lindsey Graham as I feel like Lady G, and we've decided that's his drag persona. We don't know. That's not an impression now. I will defend Geneva Carr to the end of time.
I mean,
but also I love that you just told me that Lindsey Graham has ladybugs in his asshole.
Yes. He was basically trying to warn the sex worker like, oh no, like, don't worry. It's not anything else. They're just my little ladybugs.
They're just my little ladybugs. And I would have said, sir, you got ladybugs up in your asshole. What's that?
Yeah. Okay. Again, the host is a trick. Poor Mirage. They tricked her. Why wasn't the host in any of the sketches? The host is supposed to be in a single sketch.
All of the sketches.
Yeah.
The host is in every single sketch.
They gave her nothing.
I don't know. I feel like they do that to trick you. They're like, here, you'll have fun with this monologue. It's a big deal. And then you're in nothing else.
Yeah. It was so evil. It was so evil.
She was cute, but she like even fucked up musical guest as RuPaul. And then she was like the clapping and cheering that they added in.
Oh my God.
There's no audience.
The soundtrack.
So she can't see people starting to clap. It just starts to happen. And I was like, oh, that's cruel. That's really mean.
That is cruel. The soundtrack, the laugh track was awful.
It's not kind, but I really maintain you got to make it your own. And she did it.
You're right.
She was like, I'm just presenting this thing. And most hosts of SNL are like, I've dreamt about this. This is a huge thing for me. So like, I know there's
a script,
but like add to the script. You can always, here's the thing. If it's, I wonder if they were reading cue cards or a prompter, probably a prompter, but like, the prompter person is very proficient. I have to say, prompter people are incredible. I have never met one that wasn't great. But if you improvise, they will hold, they know, they like sometimes they'll scroll.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, they're like, oh, they're improvising. Let me just leave it here. And then you start again. And then if you improvise another thing, they stop the prompter.
Yes.
No one is going to fuck you over and keep going so you get lost. Have fun.
I know. It was not the part for her. I'm so sad. I'm also sad when she said, no, but to be serious, y'all. I'm like, oh, no, don't say that. Don't ever anyone say that after you say a joke. But no, seriously, don't say that.
Yeah, no.
And then, this is so evil. Wait, what was I going to say? Also, there are hosts. That is a trick. The monologue is rarely good on SNL. So for that to be, so to give that part to less, it's cruel. It's cruel to be like, this is your chance to shine. A thing that Jon Hamm can't really do. A thing that, you know what I mean? Like the world's biggest star can only kind of make work. You have to make it work, Mirage. Okay, Big Dex, the sketch with Megami and Plain Jane. Anything else we want to say about this?
What was the one that they did on All Stars?
It was a similar game. It was a double entendre game. Like Gardens. It was something with like Gardens or Hose.
Oh, yeah.
It was Hose, like get your big rusty hose here or something.
I personally think Megami was giving... She was giving. She was a good scene partner.
She's
and I felt like Plain Jane was just like, no.
Yeah. She was very detached. I have to admit, I agreed that her performance was kind of good. It really hurts me to say that.
Plain Jane?
I thought Plain Jane's performance was pretty decent.
I really didn't. I don't think she was playing at all.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel playful. It felt like she was alone in this sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's not sketch comedy. That's not this. Like Megami acknowledges, you know, Ross coming into the scene. I don't know. I would have really liked if she had turned to Megami and like dead-eyed her. Like dead-eyed and touched her scene partner and acknowledged that she wasn't alone in a monologue.
Ross comes on the sketch as Richard Pig, and then he doesn't say the joke that's right there, which is, I'm a total deck pig.
Yes.
Why didn't that joke happen?
You know, Mono, I simply don't know. I will say the sketch wasn't bad. I'm being really hard
on
Plain Jane.
This was the clearest sketch in terms of premise.
The clearest game.
And then
I couldn't believe that the musical guest happened after the first sketch.
I know! Right at the same thing! And it's a RuPaul song from 6 years ago, which I think is also iconic. Imagine if fucking... Like, I'm trying to remember who, like I don't know. Taylor Swift was like, I'm here. Wow, it's 2024. It's me, Taylor Swift. I'm here. And I'm going to perform Shake It Off. Like, what?
What? Honestly, it would be iconic. It would be so funny.
If Beyonce came on.
Single ladies on SNL.
Single ladies in 2024. off the success of Renaissance. What were you saying? Sorry.
That would be... so funny. Everyone would be like, wait, what? And I gotta say, I know RuPaul is getting up there in the age, but I love that she's still wearing heels and that her big move was lifting her legs up high. I loved it.
She's giving Cher. I think she looks unbelievable.
Really giving Cher. I will say when I saw Cher live, she skipped across the length of the stage, just a soft skip while she was singing, and we all went nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. Screamed. We were cheering. We were like, she skipped. So like when you watch an older performer, it is wild to see them even be lucid and move.
Yeah, it was, RuPaul looks good. Also performing the strangest hit from her catalog. Like it is a weird song to perform.
It is very funny. I'm also like, why not supermodel? Like a real mainstream hit.
She's trying to get a few more streams on that because last time they played it for a mini challenge in season 10. I'm sad I know that, but
I love that you know that.
It was just so weird. She's like, we're bringing this one back. This is the one that we got to see again.
She's like, I'm into the Western. Also, I wish she'd done happy birthday to you.
Happy, 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 happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
To you. And I got to say, in this Queen News segment, a mandatory meetings makeup looks the best it's looked in all three episodes we've seen her in.
It does. Why was the Lollary joke? Why? I'm going to lose my mind. Lollary was on season 13. They did chocolate on season 14. So why? Yeah. I'm being a little bit of a nerd here, but why did they say, I'm going to lose my mind. Okay. Okay. What else was bad about this?
You sound just like RuPaul being upset that Mirage's hair was from the 60s while her outfit was from the late 70s.
Yes. These things matter. Again, and here's another insane thing. Hi, I'm a producer of Drag Race. We're going to fill the cast with 21-year-olds, right? Then we're going to do an SNL challenge, which is an art form from the 70s, and then make them do Night of a Thousand Chairs, also from the 70s. And then when they fail at the thing they don't know about because they were born in the year 2011, we're going to punish them and call them morons.
Well, here's the thing. You know what the show is. Yeah. Read up on your divas. Okay. And also, we're gay and we don't know about Cher. Get real. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Oh, man. The QNN jokes weren't very great.
I also do love that they keep killing Lady Bunny off every season.
That I'm was like, funny.
It's so funny. Also, has Lady Bunny been a guest judge? She hasn't. She's only been like a guest star. Bring her on to guest judge.
Bring her. She used to guest judge drag you. Bring her.
Yeah, bring Lady Bunny. I love Lady Bunny. She's insane.
I do too. She's wild.
I thought this brick was funny.
Q is a brick. This again was another clear comedic premise. Funny. The brick from Stonewall. Funny.
Yeah. And I gotta say, I thought a mandatory meeting and Dawn were just fine. Yeah. I thought they were gonna like turn it out, but then I don't know. It was fine.
Yeah, it was just fine. Q did pretty good. I guess my weird note would have been like get madder, like get mad, get mad. Like especially towards as the scene builds, get mad, get like I'm an icon. Do you know who the fuck I am? Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
It was just kind
but
of
I
very,
will say,
yeah,
I really like, I thought it was such a clear game and funny, and I thought she did a great job with it.
It was.
I also, okay, this barbershop quartet was pretty funny.
It was, again, it was decent. I did really like Plasma's performance. Even Nymphia's like kind of strange Barbara take.
It's
like,
great.
It's a funny Barbara take.
It's a funny, I think they all had clear, funny Barbaras. And yeah. I thought this was one of the sketches that worked the best because it was like, do your impression of Barbara and we have a dumb song that y'all will sing. And I thought the three of them did a great job.
They were fun. And they, oh, you know what's interesting? They work more connected back to the thing of like they were actually looking at each other. Mm-hmm. And they were really kind of doing their own Barbara, which was interesting.
If I was a producer of the show, this is my top three. You know what I mean? I would have, you know, this is my top three. And I guess I would have given it to... Actually, I would have done a top four. I would have been like, my top four is you three and Q. Yeah. And I would have given it to Q. But yeah. I think Plasma did do a good job. And if I was an actual producer of Drag Race, Geneva Carr would have won.
Even with that look, girl. With that look. Just suspicious. Plasma did a funny thing. You know, she did the most Barbara-ish voice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a choice. It's a Jewish American dialect that can get scary really quickly.
A little dicey. My only note is I would have put Plasma in the middle.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, especially with her look, which her look was cute, but
yeah, she was like doing the Barbara, and it's like I don't know, any group of three women where it's like the. You know, Beyonce's always in the middle, flanked by Kelly and Michelle.
Yes.
Diana Ross and the Supremes, flanked by the other two, you know?
Yes.
That's what I would have done. But, you know, that's just me, baby.
That's just you, Nicole. What a crazy... I do hope RDR never comes back.
No, I hope it comes back, and I need RuPaul to be the musical guest, because she wasn't the musical guest on All Stars. I don't think. I don't
she
think
was
they had
not.
One.
They did not have a musical guest on All Stars, which a missed opportunity. Love that we had one sketch and a musical guest. It was so funny.
Truly incredible. I love it. And I love that Mirage introduced the musical guest the way they do it on the show. It's such a fever dream.
It was wild.
I need them to do this every season. This needs to be a staple, just like Snatch Game. And I need RuPaul to go through her catalog. I got to hear peanut, 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 peanut butter. Peanut, 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 peanut butter.
Oh, my God. It was nuts. It was scary. I don't know. I don't know how to fix this. I mean, you're saying nothing's broken.
Nothing is broken. It's a fever dream and I'm obsessed with it. I love it so much. It was great. It's perfect.
I remember watching the first one. It's also
scary.
Oh,
we watched the first one and it was so, I was like, this is
nuts.
It was
so long. And you're like, there's like seven more sketches after this. I'm so scared. It's scary. I'm going to stick to my guns and say this is going to be the worst episode of the season.
I loved it. I genuinely loved it.
I love you. And I love you. Okay, wait. We're going to talk about this Cher runway. But first, silence, Nicole. I feel like taking a break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bring back my break.
We're going to chirp and burp these looks on the Everything Every Share All
yes.
at Once runway. If you love it, chirp it. If you don't, burp it, Nicole.
Burp it. Okay.
Tsunami News giving fairy share.
This is a soft, soft, soft chirp for me.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like the bodysuit under. And I'm not sure how we could have done a nude illusion better,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted more of a nude illusion.
That's fair. That's really fair. I mean, yeah, she looks beautiful, but
yes.
it is, you know, beads and a bathing suit and wings, you know.
Yeah, and like, I feel like a naked queen would have just done it better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your Violet Tchotchkes of the world.
Yeah.
Your Got Mix.
Right.
Honestly, I think Akiria Davenport would have figured mm-hmm. out how to make this naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my only note. I want it.
It's a great note. It's a great note.
The
I'll
reference
still chirp
is
it.
Straight up nudity, and I understand that it's a picture and that her like her body parts aren't moving.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, let's figure out the nude illusion part,
right? Because she wanted a corset. This is what sucks about this. She wanted to corset her body a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and corsets require structure and boning
yes.
and all that. You right though.
Yeah.
It's still a chirp for me.
Soft chirp for me.
Okay. Morphine Love Dion giving Oscars, giving beads, giving sheer. She's wearing nothing underneath. Curls,
yep.
What do you think?
This is a nude illusion.
Yeah.
I think this was done very well. I think this is the prettiest she's ever looked. This is a chirp for me. I do wish there was some hip padding. I wish, I really like proportion. I'm a fan of proportionizing.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing hips and stuff. And mm-hmm. That's my own personal preference. I think you could do drag however you want to do drag. Mm-hmm. I think this is a huge chirp for me, but my preference is I want to see more body. But I love this.
Yeah, I think I agree with what you're saying. Like, it's like, yeah, there's her drag is really sickening, but it's curious that like things are starting to look a bit similar as the weeks go on.
Mm-hmm.
It is a chirp for me. The eye makeup was particularly successful with those purple peaks.
She has never looked more beautiful than right there.
Yeah,
I think the hair is right. It's really pretty.
It's really pretty.
I mean, me saying the hips, that's truly me nitpicking.
I'm with you. Maya Iman LePage giving Cher burlesque, I guess.
Listen, I don't hate the look. It does still feel Cher. It's not the reference that she gave.
It's not the reference she gave.
And I'm sure she could have found Cher in that outfit.
Right.
Because I feel like Cher has worn something similar, but it's like,
it's kind of turn back time-ish, more so.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, you just gotta, you know, give a different reference pick. And then I do agree. The hair is little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Mm-hmm. It's not for me.
This is a pretty safe bet. This has to be a burp because.
Also, this looks so similar to what Eureka wore in the Cher Rusical.
Yeah. Yeah. Who? Because she was doing like, If I Could Turn Back Time.
I was like, was this a gift from Eureka?
Yeah.
But yeah, just tell them you're doing Turn Back Time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's a burp. She's really pretty, and I know she's talented, but I'm so curious to see what her story's going to be, because so far she's told RuPaul she is not quiet like this. Wait, do you want to hear? I'll be RuPaul, and you be her, okay?
Uh-huh.
It just seems, you know, that you come off a little quiet.
No.
I just, you know, I think you could give a little more personality, maybe.
Okay.
So I think next week, you know, I really want to see you bust out.
Bust.
Before we forget, her I'm great was awesome.
I'm great.
It's one of the funniest things that I have ever seen on the show.
Yes, it really is.
I'm great. I'm great.
Honestly, I'm 100%
sure. T-shirts out right now.
Where are the t-shirts?
But I'm then great.
Maybe she's not going to lean into it, which she has to.
If,
and every performance
so
she does live, she needs to do like a mega mix of Cher and just go,
I'm great.
Just,
I'm great.
I can't wait for her.
I couldn't stop laughing.
But this is
it's
proof.
It's so funny.
You got to follow your gut. Your gut's funnier than your brain. Just sometimes let it rip.
Yes. And I did love that she thought about it for a hot second and then went, I'm great. It was so funny. Okay.
Geneva
Here's
Carr.
A little bit of my issues with this runway.
Red
Cher's
circus.
Looks are draggier than what the girls are serving.
That is a factual fact.
Like, just, okay, Geneva Carr, yes, we've sequined the outfit, and it doesn't look like there's sequins on the original, or maybe there is. There's a little shine to it.
Looks like there
but
is.
But her arms are out, one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we're wearing a cuff. Three, mm-hmm. There's so many more feathers on this fucking hat.
I know.
There's one feather on your hat?
I don't like... I think this was the wrong look for her to do because the hat and the high collar are making her face look like a hamburger. Like it's like squishing her face. Like it's not good.
Yeah. I mean, this whole midsection thing, I don't understand why she's wearing sleeves when this is sleeveless. I don't understand why the garment's not touching the floor. I don't understand why there isn't more of a flare.
Mm-hmm.
This is like de-draggy.
Also,
she like de-dragged it.
She left her comedy blush on and just kind of went with it for this look. Did you notice that?
Iconic.
She's wearing comedy.
She's
like
wearing her
quick
her
drag
lady,
blush.
Her Lady G blush.
Yes. And then she said, it'll be fine. I don't care. It'll be fine. It's a burp. It's a burp for me.
It's a soft chirp because I don't hate it, but I just wish there was more feathers. I wish.
Yeah. Mirage.
Mirage. I mean, the gorgeous. Color's stunning. I really do love the color.
Stunning.
But I
they
do agree
saved
with
her.
The 60s hair. What are we doing?
I guess, but I mean, I loved it. I mean, I just love this look. It's stunning. It's gorgeous. It's one of the best on the runway. I think it should have saved her from the bottom.
No. I do like it. I mean, I'm biased because I love purple, but I do think she did a wonderful job with it. I just, the hair for me.
No.
And with RuPaul. Yeah. I wish the hair was different.
Maybe she was worried to like flatten her face or something. I don't know.
Maybe. But that's iconic Cher.
I know. She's
flat,
gorgeous.
Long, black hair.
This is such a chirp.
This is a pretty look. It's
the way
really,
she
it's
moves
a chirp.
Is hypnotizing. She's one of the best walkers I've ever seen.
Really, really cute.
Chirp.
Chirp.
Megami is doing turn back time.
Yeah.
Okay. Groundbreaking.
Interesting. So Megami,
groundbreaking.
I will say Maya Iman LePage, her look is more turn back time, but mm-hmm. this is more accurate to turn back time. Mm-hmm. The other one is kind of like a costumey turn back time. Mm-hmm. This is a chirp for me. I really like it. I think it's cute. I think it's pretty draggy.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm just tired of this reference. Like, I've seen this reference so many times that I wouldn't do it on Drag Race in season 16. We have our Chad Michaels, our Eurekas,
yes,
et cetera. We've all done. I'm going to burp it because I'm awful.
Okay, I'm going to chirp it because I do think it's well done. But I will say it is like, well, it's like late iconic Cher, if that makes sense. It's the mm-hmm. easiest reference.
It's so easy.
And it's like she has so many references to pull from like the 60s and 70s that are just so stunning.
Agree. And to me, it's like, I love Robin Williams. I'm Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm Mrs. Doubtfire. I love Robin Williams. Listen to my Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, hello. Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. Does that make any sense?
No. I truly was like, Manu, what's your point? What?
To me, it's like to do a bad version of the most iconic thing.
Oh, I see.
It's like, it is Cher's most iconic look. And to me, to just do like a meh version of it is like, what's the point?
I get it now. That was so funny. Robin Williams. Oh, I'm Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh.
Why did I choose to tell you that like that?
I don't know, but I really loved the journey. And I really love that I love you enough to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And I'm safe enough with you that I'm like, this is how I'm going to tell Nicole this. Plain Jane as Cher at the Met Gala in 74.
I will say.
It's stunning.
It is stunning, but.
You wanted more hair.
No, the hair was fine. The feathers don't come up that far. I like how in Cher's original look, it's like a dusting of feathers and like on the bottom of the dress. And then to me, this didn't drag it up or anything. I was just like, oh, it's just too many feathers.
I see.
In a way that like eats the bottom of her. I don't know. For me, there was a reason why we see more body with the feathers being less at the bottom. I don't know. I just, it's a little feather heavy.
So you're mad at not enough feathers, but you're mad at too many feathers too.
True. Yep, that's me. And it's a chirp.
It's a chirp.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Bitch.
It's beautiful. I'm just being picky.
Yeah, I get it. You're allowed to be. A mandatory meeting as a Cher doll.
What the fuck? Why do we have loofahs and not fucking feathery fur? What?
Yeah, you know, one's
why are
more
we getting
affordable.
In the shower?
One's much more affordable, unfortunately.
I do like the dress itself.
Yeah,
but I want more padding.
I know.
I want hips. I want.
Do you think her makeup journey is going well? Is she getting a little better?
A little. I thought she looked better in RDR Live.
Yeah. Shit. I love the Blair St. Clair. Shush, shush, it's
it
cold.
It is very funny. She's a student of the show. She knows the show well. And
I'm really torn.
I'm going to soft chirp this because
soft chirp.
I liked I like the dress. I don't like the loofahs.
The boobs are suspicious, but
the boobs are interesting. I will say, if she wanted to drag it up, I think she wanted bigger. It's like just bigger, more feathers, more fur, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But I do love that a doll is her reference.
That's funny.
That's fun.
That's fun. It's a soft.
That's very fun, and I do love that purple. Ugh.
Donna's mod chair. At first, I was really worried about this look because I was like, "Uh-oh, it looks like a life-saving device." You know, like it looks like help, I'm drowning.
help! I do think it's smart to pick a black and white reference if you don't want to be beholden to color. I do love these pants, and I loved when she took off the jacket.
When she took it off, I was fully like, okay, we're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay.
And I love the hips. I love her padding because I'm thirsty for padding this season. And she just looks adorable. I like Dawn a lot.
I do too. I would like to see her bust out, but I'm really a big, I think she has a lot to offer. And I like her attitude too. She seems like good time.
She's fun.
Good ass time to chirp. Sunny and Cher comedy hour.
This is a huge chirp for me.
This is
stunning.
This should have won her the episode.
It just looks so good.
It's so rich.
Cher and it's drag and it's, she looks so elegant. I love the makeup. Q is an artist, and I'm so excited to see what Q does next.
And Rue was like, this is hard to do. You're a natural born comedian. We can't teach you what you do. You continue to gobsmack us. You did not win this week. Like, what the fuck?
That's so funny.
It was it was wild. It's an absolute chirp, if not a caw-caw.
Caw-caw! Yeah, that's a caw-caw.
Plasma.
I liked this, but like, I wish there was more gold.
Yeah.
The reference is gold and we don't have too much gold. And to me, it doesn't seem Sherry anymore. Mm-hmm. It seems like just a regular ass dress. Because I think the gold is what makes it special. But that being said, I think her makeup is really pretty and this is a soft chirp for me. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking good. It's fucking good. But yeah, I mean, next to Q, it was like, well, Q.
Yeah.
Give it to Q. She fucking
loved Q's. Q's was incredible.
I don't get it. I don't get what they want from Q. They want something, but I don't know what. Nymphia Wind giving Egyptian Cher.
Egyptian Cher. I don't hate this.
I don't hate this. It's pretty easy, though. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. I will say it doesn't look cheap or costumey to me. Like, it doesn't look like it came out of a bag. I just would not have picked this as my reference. But I do think it's good, so it's a soft chirp for me.
Yes.
Also, Cher looks so good.
You heard it here first. Nicole loves appropriation. You heard it here first.
Ooh, baby, you better well, if you've seen Cher in concert, she descends in the outfit that Safari Cristal is wearing in an afro. Cher is in an afro and then proceeds to appropriate every culture she can find.
Yes. For the record, I just want to make it clear, I'm not mad about this Egyptian appropriation.
I know you're not.
I think it's when another queen of color appropriates, it's camp.
It's camp. Also, I got to say, it is very draggy. I like it.
It's a chirp. It's cute.
It's chirp. Yep.
Okay. Safira. Wow. Wow.
This is a fucking caw-caw for me. This is incredible.
The scale.
It is so draggy. It is so fun. This is what she opens her Vegas show in. She comes down in a birdcage, and I cried when that happened. it's stunning. The earring, like, it's just, and then she does a little dance. My God, this is good.
I love that Safira's coasting. She's really coasting. She's really.
Safira's great.
Yeah.
Her opera was incredible. It was
so crazy. I also
Why'd
love
you
when
look
she
at me when you said father? You know. Oh, she's funny.
She's funny. She knows how to do big crazy eyes in the funniest way possible. Mm-hmm. That moment where it chants and she's just like, so good. So good. Safira and Plain Jane both choose not to use their immunity.
Which is smart. I don't think they didn't need to.
They knew. They knew.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies are safe. Mm-hmm. Including Safira, including Amanda, including
I
Nymphia.
I have called Safira several different names in this episode. I need to apologize. I need to learn this lady's name. I was calling her Safari, Safiria. It's Safira, Cristal, and I apologize because I like you. She's like one of my front runners. I think she's gonna
amazing.
Make it very far.
It helped me when RuPaul said, there's nothing to Safira but fear itself. That helped me say her name right.
Safira.
There's nothing to Safira but fear itself.
Who's your top three? Who do you think?
Of this whole season?
Yeah.
The top four I keep saying is Nymphia, Dawn, Safira, and Jane. Because I think Jane is there because she's our very fun villain. Who's your top three or four?
And I'm saying this knowing nothing. I actually know nothing about this season, which is not normal, but I...
Because you love spoilers famously.
I do love a spoiler, but my top four, I think, is Safira, Q, Nymphia, and I say Dawn or Plasma.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a smart bet.
I think that's, yeah.
Well, Plasma wins because RuPaul loves violence.
Yes. She woke up and chose violence today.
They said, you win. You did Barbara. And we've never seen that before on the show. And now our bottom two, unfortunately. Maya saved from the bottom two. Again, she starts crying. And we have Geneva V. Mirage
and
doing
Maya
Cher's Dark
saved.
Lady.
She is saved, I believe, solely because of that Cher impression. It was so funny.
Yeah.
I'm great. I'm great.
Also, I was like, when has Cher ever been like, I'm great?
You don't know? Yeah, if anything, she's like, fuck you or shut up, stupid.
Yeah, God, it was so funny. I will say, I really thought Geneva Carr was serving it.
Wait, does she think Cher is Tony the Tiger? Does she think? Does she think Cher sells Frosted Flakes?
I hope she thinks Cher is Tony the Tiger. And she goes grocery shopping and she's like, there's Cher.
I'm great.
I thought Geneva Carr was killing it. And then I was like, ooh, Mirage is actually serving it. These feathers are working. And then I was like, wait, she doesn't know any of the words.
That was such a bummer because I loved the way she moved her body.
Yeah. And I think if she knew, I think she was crying because if she knew the words, she would have sent Geneva Carr home.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were ready to let Geneva go. And
yeah,
they wanted Mirage to stay, but she didn't know the words.
I was like, wait, we don't know the words to Dark Lady.
I was so bummed for her. In Untucked, they show her a couple times going, I don't know the words. I don't know the words. And everyone's like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You got this. You got this. You got this. But she really didn't know the words. She did a good job.
Did she not listen to the song?
I don't know. I guess I would. When you watch Untucked and you see them not listening to the song, you're like, oh my God, please, please, please.
Go listen to the song. What are we doing? And then when her hair got all caught up, I was like, well, that's a wrap. That's a wrap.
So
on our
sad.
Friend.
And then Michelle is saying not one word. I was like, ooh. And then this was just devastating and
it
awful.
Was so sad. I felt it. Yeah, I mean, that's what, like, when you disappoint yourself, sometimes you're really overcome with emotion. Yeah, I just felt so bad for her.
Awful. It was a really hard elimination to watch. Maybe the hardest since Pangina. And I think they both should have gone home. I would have felt better if they both went home.
Really?
I really would have. I would have felt better because I don't like Mirage getting singled out Like, it just bummed me out. I don't think Geneva did that good. I think Geneva is the most reluctant lip sync assassin I've seen in many years. Like, she's a blindfolded assassin with a gun. She's just getting lucky with these bullets.
You say that. I thought Geneva Carr did an adequate job to send someone who didn't know the song home. But I also don't believe Geneva Carr should have been in the bottom because I laugh so hard at at that spiky wig.
Stop it.
That spiky wig playing the saxophone at the end.
There wasn't a sentence, because usually when you get the thing, isn't it like Lindsey Graham, U.S. senator who has allegations? Like, don't they usually give you a sentence about who the fuck
that's
the person is?
That's what I feel like they usually do, but they were like, I don't know, you should know who Lindsey Graham is. I don't know. This was tough. I was sad that Mirage went home so soon.
To me, to have a bad challenge and a gutting elimination made this a really tough episode for me.
Yeah, it was sad. The end was just so sad.
This is definitely going to go down in the history books as an episode that happened and occurred.
Nicole, this episode happened and occurred.
Nicole, I love you so much.
I love you.
Where can we support you, follow you, watch you live?
Watch me live. I'm going to be in Phoenix, I think the 23rd and 24th of February. Okay. I don't know. I don't even know if it's in my link tree yet, but you can Google Nicole Byer Phoenix and come see me. Also, my Instagram, my Twitter, now known as X, is Nicole Byer. My TikTok, which I post nothing on, is Nicole Byer as well, or Nicole Byer was taken. I don't even know.
That's great. Nicole, we'll put those links below because we fucking love you. We're so glad you're back. If you like Drag Her Podcast, you can follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. And you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and we will read them. We will read them live on the air if you leave them. Like this 4-star review from Seagara. Seagara says, could we get just one consistent host per season? Some of the guests are fun and some are just a snooze. And then I feel like Mono has to watch what he says. We like cunty Mono, all caps. When a guest starts by saying they don't like Drag Race, maybe it's time to hit the pause and re-record. I love that this person doesn't understand how booking a guest works.
That's very funny because it's like, you don't get it. So I spend an hour recording with them and then hit pause when they go, I don't watch Drag Race. And then you have to book another guest, record for an hour, and then not release that first episode and then be like, oopsies. Yeah. Wait, you've had guests on who say they don't like Drag Race?
I think I've had guests on I welcome the critiques. Every time you post a review, I'm not precious about it. I'm going to read it. I don't care. This is roomocracy. I'm going to read your review. But sometimes I think people are just like, this is not a good season of Girls, or I haven't watched since season 13. And I think that makes people frustrated.
I see. I'll say this. I don't really watch any other franchise but the American one because it got so overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming.
There were so many.
We have UK versus the world. We have Canada versus the world. Yeah. We have España All-Stars. I'm drowning.
And then isn't there going to be like universal soul circuit?
Yeah, there's going to be global, which I don't, what do you mean? We're already all over the globe.
Yeah. Global All-Stars.
What?
Which is crazy. And then it's like, so it's becoming Marvel where you have to watch every single thing to understand them.
The RDRU, or I should say EU. It's too extended. I'm extended. Nicole, I love you so much.
I love you. Thank you for having me, Mano.
Do you want to be friends and hang out in real person soon?
I really would love that. I'm back in town, baby. And yes, she's not going anywhere until the end of February. I love you.
I love you. Okay, bye. Let the music play.
to the world. No, wait, I don't know.
I think it's moon.
Oh, yeah. To the moon.
That was a HeadGum Original.